Track 14, The Last Word. Neil and Mrs. H are not too happy with computers.
As we become ever more reliant on computers, it is an increasing worry when you see the likes of Marks and Spencers hit hard by hackers. We trust our tablets, smartphones and PCs with so many personal details when buying and banking. And if a car breaks down, when onboard computer goes on the blink, we're stranded. We hear of the scams, yet we still tap in our names, addresses and credit card numbers. And then we get bombarded by the likes of Amazon, who recommend all sorts of things we didn't know we needed. We panic when our gadgets go wrong. Businesses have IT boffins on call to sort out crashes and outages. But what chance do we poor souls with whom computers stand? At Shady Pines, we are forever bellowing our frustration at each other when we suffer a glitch. I've switched the computer on and bloomin' Microsoft wants to install 10 updates. Do not switch off your computer, it says. I've only just switched the damn thing on. Why on earth would I want to switch it off? Mrs. H is particularly verbal when the wretched computer does its own thing. First she blasts the machine. Then she calls me and delivers a techno rant. You stupid thing, I only want to go back a page. Is that too much to ask? Neo, come and look at this. All I did was click on the back arrow and look what's happened. Tentatively, I point out that it is an inanimate object, so it is futile to shout at it. Summoning further courage, I bravely suggest that, of course, it's highly unlikely, but could there be the remotest possibility that perhaps it's a user error and she clicked in the wrong place? Blue touch paper lit. No, I didn't. Do you think I don't know which the back arrow is? Our son works in IT and we therefore call on him for support. Well, we invested a lot of time and effort in him, so we feel our credit with him should be good. In the first instance, Mrs. H will phone the offspring helpline and give him an explanation. No, mother, no, mother, no, mother, he would explode down the phone. I have no idea what you're talking about. Now, he does handle her with much more restraint than he used to. He can go some 5 minutes before his patience wears thin. But through trial and error, we have learnt a lot over the years about how to put things right. Mrs. H more so than me. When I'm having a gigabyte of a fit, she's the only one calmly suggesting a solution. A couple of weeks she was cock-a-hoop when she solved the problem for me. Told ya, she said triumphantly. I was right. Ring him and tell him. She wanted her son to know his mother was bordering on becoming a techno-savvy. So next time I spoke to our son, I delivered the breaking news. Tell her I'm pleased for her, he said, as if I just informed him that she'd made a souffle that hadn't sunk. The one thing many of us are not very good at is remembering passwords. The harder you try to remember it, the worse it gets. I know it's a pop group with numbers for some of the letters. In the end, we click on probably one of the most used links on the web. Forgotten your password? Then there's more frustration when you get asked a security question you set years ago. Some are okay. First school, favourite teachers, mother's maiden name, of course. Nickname at school is another, but then comes the wobbly, memorable date. Was it our wedding anniversary? Mrs. H's birthday? Having had a bash with a selection of date, up pops a message, your account has been locked. Actually, it's quite easy to forget that the computer is an inanimate object.
Thank you, Neil. Perhaps we need an RSPCC, a Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Computers.